Start Your Day, the TOA, and by Rafi Brody.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be here. We should be here for Simchas. We should all have Simchas. In the Birkei Yosef, writes that, of course, during the year and on the yacht site, there's an Indian to say Kaddish. There's an Indian to daven for the Yomad. But way, way above all of that is Limud HaTorah Le'ilui Nishmas, the Nifta. So this morning's shir will be Le'ilui Nishmas, Yehuda ben Levi Gavriel Alevi, and Reb Levi Gavriel ben Noter Chaim Alevi, whose yahrzeit is today, Tes Zayin Sivan. So the impetus for today's shir is something that happened to me when my father was on his deathbed. And he asked me for a pen and a paper, and he scribbled down a few things. And one of the things that he scribbled down was that he does not want any hespedim, not at the Levaya, not at the Shiva, and not at the Yir. And he made it quite clear. And for that reason, much to the upsetting of some local Rabbonim, there were no hespedim at my father's Levaya. And the question is this the right thing to do? What does the halacha say about listening to one's father when one's father says, do not make any hespedim? This is what we would like to discuss today. And it has two areas of halacha. There's a halacha that says, divra lekayim divriam, mitzvah lekayim divriam eis. And there's another aspect of kibud avoim. And we would like to discuss these two separate issues, which are not necessarily connected one to the other. And Emet Hashem will come out with some sort of conclusion, although, as when I was investigating the subject, I saw a Steichemed, and the Steichemed, who had an encyclopedia, it's an encyclopedia of information, he says, Vahu miktsoya godol, that this subject is a huge subject. So we'll try and be nogeh to what we can. The Shalos HaTshuvos Shmus Yaakov is one of the main people who deal with this. And he says that mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis is only with regard to monetary issues. Which means as follows. If the father says, before he dies, he can be healthy still, but he's making a decision. He wants to apportion some of his money to a certain cause, to a certain stocker, to have a Sefer Torah written in his memory. So, the mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis is only a din in momoin. So, if you look in the Gemaras, in Gittin and around Chas, we only find in Gemara that it's referred to with monetary matters. We don't find in Shas, mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis, with regard to anything else, which is a support to the Shmus Yaakov. The reason is, says the Shmus Yaakov, and you can look in Kol HaTorah Kula, and I'm sure some people will come up with some places in the Torah where they think there's an inyan of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis, but if you look in the Torah, we don't find a halacha. We don't find a mitzvah of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. So says the Shmus Yaakov. So where does it come in the Torah? Says the Shmus Yaakov. It's a din in Hilchos Nachalos. A din in Hilchos Yerusha. It's a Seif Katan. It's a little clause in Hilchos Yerusha that says that if the father decides that some of his money should go somewhere and some of other money should go somewhere else, so that's a din in Hilchos Nachlus. So much so that the Kloisenberger Rebbe says that there'll be a beautiful nafkamina with regard to a ger. A ger does not have Hilchos Nachlo. So mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis will not apply to a ger. This is the opinion of the Shmus Yaakov. He brings a raya, and he says when it says all the things one has to do for one's father before death and after death, the Gemara in Kiddushin does not mention a word about mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis because it's a din in Nachlo. He brings another raya, and with this, I hope some of you will already tap on that there is a Mekor perhaps in the Torah. But when Yaakov Avinu spoke to Yosef, so he says, "Oh no, sonas, pesha, checho, please, please, Yosef, look after the rest of the brothers and take me out of Mitzrayim, up to Eretz Yisrael." And he has to beg. And he has to make a shavua. Rabbi Yisai, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha'meis. Why does he have to make a shavua? So, more than that, from the very fact that he had to make a shavua, we will see shortly that obviously there's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha'meis when it does not come to monetary matters. So, the Shvus Yaakov concludes that there's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha'meis when it's not with regards to mamon. Lifnim mishuras hadin, one should do it, and Beis Din can force a person to do it, not with malchus, but they can force him verbally, they can threaten him, as it were, to be mekayim divrei ha'meis. The Tashbetz also, Tashbetz is one of the former poskim, he says, the father tells you what to do. He's telling you, it's fascinating. If you look around in the poskim about this inyan, so you find incredible stories of people who before they died, they told their children who to marry. Because Yena has got he's a wealthy fellow. So he wanted his daughter, who was going to be a Yesoima, to be sorted after he leaves the world. So he tells his wife, make sure that Sprinzig and Endel marries a certain boy. Right? You have to listen to the father. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha'meis. Listen to the words of the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz says, Aval ha'av loy novi, v'loy melech, v'loy nosi, Letzavos lebonov dvorim shaloi nogim lemamoin. Who's he can't tell you what to do. He's not got complete jurisdiction over every aspect of your life, and therefore it only applies to money. Even more than that, Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin says that even with regard to monetary matters, it's only if the father gave over the money to a third party before he died and asked that person to look after it for him, only then is there a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha'meis. The Ramban is choylak. The Ramban says as long as he says or he gives it, he orders it to be done, it's okay. The Shoilu Meshiv, who's going to argue in a moment in the Shus Yaakov, explains what's going on here. Why is it only if it's alidei shlish? Remember that these opinions do not find a makor in the Torah for mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha'meis. So, says the Shoilu Meshiv, what's the makor? He says as follows. It's midin gemilus chasodim, shetzivunu midrabonon, ligmoil chesed im ha'meisim. V'oifim shal gemilus chasodim is l'kayim divrei ha'meis. And he explains it as follows. We know that a shchivmera, somebody who's on his deathbed, is divrei shchivmera kichsuvim v'chimethurim. They don't need a kinyan. Why is that? Why suddenly in Kol HaTorah Kulo we need kinyonim for all momentous issues, and here you don't need? So there's a special gemilas chasodim over here. And the reason is, shaloi titreif da'ato yolov. When he's in such a precarious health position, if we are going to add further stresses to him, so it could affect his health at this critical time. And therefore, we reassure him, we say, it's okay, just say it, and it's a done deal, it's going to be done for you. Says the Shoilu Meshiv, to explain Rabbeinu Tam, he says as follows. So over here as well, the reason for mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha'meis is a gemilas chasodim, so that he knows that everything he said before he died is going to be looked after. So why only al yidei shlish? Why did the Rabbeinu Tam say only if you give it over to a third party? Says the Shoilu Meshiv, because then we know he means business. Then we know he's serious about what he's saying if he actually apportioned it to somebody else. So then we can see that he's serious about what he wants, and then it's a real gemilas chasodim to do it. So if we recap and we ask ourselves, mitzvah lekayem divrei ha'maaseh, father says, don't give me a hesped, I don't want any hespedim. So according to the Shvus Yaakov, you don't have to listen to him. Right? With regards to mitzvah lekayem divrei ha'maaseh, it's irrelevant over here because it's not a dover sheba momoin, and therefore there's no issue of mitzvah lekayem divrei ha'maaseh, and you can give a hesped. A very interesting point, which my uncle Anthony he grappled with at the time, was, okay, no hespedim. But what about articles in the newspaper? Right? Does that have the same din? And if there is a mitzvah lekayem divrei ha'maaseh, do you have to listen? If not, not. And there were probably 4 or 5 articles written about him. And the question is asked whether it's permissible. So the Munkacharov has a huge chiddush. He says that the word hesped means haromas koil. It means to cry over the person. It means to lift one's voice and wail. And in the olden days, they had people who were professional hespeding people. They would do this as a job. And they knew how to get the tzibur going, to how to get them crying, and to be ma'ore the leiv. Says the Minchas Elazar that this does not apply with an article. A newspaper article does not have the same effect as a hesped. It would be to akin to imagine the father said, don't give me a hesped. Are you allowed to at home recount maisim toivim that he did? No, that's not a hesped. Says the Minchas Elazar, an article is not the same. So you read good things about the person. It gives you a chizuk, but it doesn't have that same level as mitzvah, as a real hesped. Yeah. Okay. So now... Oh, excellent. We're going to come to that, mitzvah shem. Yeah, that's going to be the second chelek, gevaldik. So that's the Shmuz Yaakov's opinion. Comes the other opinions, and they argue vehemently with the Shmuz Yaakov, and they say as follows. The Medrash in Parshas Vayechi says, "Vayasu bonov kasher tzivom mikan mitzvah lekayem divrei ha'maaseh." Yaakov Avinu, he ordered his children to take him out of Mitzrayim and to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. And vayasu bonov kasher tzivom, and they did as he ordered them. Mikan mitzvah lekayem divrei ha'maaseh, even though it wasn't to do with money. You see from here, mitzvah lekayem divrei ha'maaseh applies even to things which are not negeh to mamon. Yeah. So there's another medrash that says you can learn 10 halachos from the give and take between Yaakov and Yosef, and one of those things is mitzvah lekayem divrei ha'maaseh. In fact. Oh, Givaldi, we're going to come to that. Yeah, excellent. In fact, there's a halacha in Yoredeya, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Dalad Mem, that in Oviv, Tziva Olav, Shaloi Lahaspidoi, Shoivin Loi. It's actually a Mefurisha halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that if somebody, if a father says, do not give me a hesped, we listen to him. Oh, this should start getting bells ringing. So what was the Shmuz Yaakov talking about when he said that you don't have to listen to your father, there's no mitzvah lekayem divrei ha'maaseh because it's not talking about money. So the poskim have an ingenious pshat as to why it's not a kasha on the Shmuz Yaakov. And for the Shulchan Aruch, Aviv Omar Al Tisbaduni Shoymin Loi. And this goes back to what we mentioned earlier. They say that because in the olden days they would hire people to give a hesped, so what it means, this halacha, what it means is, if a father says, don't pay money to get somebody to give a hesped, shoymin loy, because that's a dova shenegeh lemamoin. So you listen to him not to hire somebody for the hesped. However, you don't have to listen to him about hespedim altogether. It's an interesting shaila, side point. It's a whole another debate that we found during, over the generations, that they did not listen to some G'dol Yisrael, the Noidi Bihuda. The Noidi Bihuda, the Priskei Tshuva brings it. He said a hesped on the Rosh Kol Pnei Agoyla, who at the time was the Pnei Yehoshua. And even though the Pnei Yehoshua explicitly said he does not want a hesped, they nevertheless, the Noidi Bihuda was maspid him. And without going into it at length, there's a lot to talk about. And some people, even nowadays, with big rabbonim, so they find a heter. They say, we're not saying a hesbad, we're just saying divrei hisoirus v'hachayit in a liboy. And definitely there's a mokum in psak for such a thing. So I want to just to refer to my uncle's kasha. And my uncle asks as follows. There's a klal like this. If somebody says, I'm going to make a shvuah that I'm going to say Krishna this morning. So the shvuah is not chal. There's no shvuah, there's no malchus if you don't keep the shvuah. Why? It's called making a shvuah al mashikos of batoyah. And you are already mushba va'oymed bahar Sinai to keep this halacha. Your shavua does not add anything to what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mashpia you at Har Sinai. So ask the Meforshim, Al HaTorah, so I don't understand. If there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, so there's a chiyuv for the children to keep their father's order who asked to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, so why did Yaakov Avinu have to do a shavua? It's a shavua on something which is kaim va'oymed. All the Klal Yisrael kept the Torah even before Matan Torah, and therefore there's no need for a shavua. The shavua has no value. Oh, gewaldig! Oh, no Yidden, go to Yidden here. No, Orechaim ala Torah, Ramban ala Torah. Excellent. Comes the Ramban, comes the Sephorna, comes the Erechaim HaKadosh, and says that it was not because he needed to make a Shavua. It was because he would be able to come to Paroi. This was a thorny issue with Paroi, this whole business of going to up to Eretz Yisrael. He did not like the idea, right? The whole bounty of Mitzrayim came through Yaakov. And in fact, one of the reasons why Yaakov did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim was they shouldn't make a shrine out of him, because he was the guru over there. So it was annoying for Paroi to have him sent up. So he made a shvuah. No. Yosef said, the brother said, what can we do? Our father made a shvuah. But in fact, there was no need for a shvuah because of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. Yeah. So we have a machlokes here, whether it's only with neged to momoin, or whether it's neged to other things as well. And that's basically an overview of the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis aspect of somebody's father who asks him not to say a hesped. Just one moment of a lomdisha addition to this is, what is the shoresh ha-machloikas? It could be the shoresh ha-machloikas is, what's the pshat in mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis? Does it mean, as it says, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis? Okay, it's a mitzvah to do what the meis asked you to do. Or does it mean it makes a kinyan? That's the point over here. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is similar, as we said earlier, to divrei shchiv merak k'chsuvim v'chumetzurim. That what it does, the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, makes a kinyan over here. Once you've made a kinyan, so it already belongs to the person who is giving this money to. Then the children have to be mimikayim it. But a kinyan is only relevant to mominus. So it's only with neged to mominus and not other things. That could be the lomdas in whether mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is only for momoin or for other things as well. So basically, we're holding with the machloikas, Shvus Yaakov, and Shadus Tshuvas Shoyel Umeishiv, as to whether it applies to other things. Let's come to the second part of this shmuz, as my dear friend wants to know. Kibud Av V'Em. Kibud Av V'Em. Is it relevant to this aspect? So, first of all, every Kibud Av V'Em. Let's come to the most yeshivisha shaila in the world. Your father tells you, no smoking. my bocha, right? So are you allowed to go behind in MH, round the back, and have a cig when your father davens in Al Torah? Right? He'll never know. Or, when I was a bocha, so there was a big thing, Baruch Hashem, because Baruch should help weiter, we shouldn't need this. Don't go on the number 2 bus in Eretz Yisrael. I don't want you going on Eged. Right? Lo'elenu, there was stories in when I was a bocha. No. So, your father's in England. There was before selfies and all that, where you know where you are, everything. No statuses and all that. So, are you allowed to be oiver, kibud of aim, shalei b'fonov? Even a greater shaila is there bichlal a kibud of aim with things which are not negeir to the father at all? Or is it only things which are negeir to the father? So in that, I don't just want to mention it, just we shouldn't be amaratzim. So there's a machloikas ritva and rashi. In the sugya of kibud of aim, when the father asks the son to do an avera, Rashi says, Lemoshel, if the father asks the son to go to a Beis HaKvaros, he's a Kohen, go to a Beis HaKvaros and give back an aveda for somebody. So Rashi says, that would be an example of Kivud Avein. Comes the Ritva and says, why would you have to listen to your father for that? It's not Negea to the father, it's not the father's aveda. It's only Negea, Kivud Avein is only Negea with things which are pertinent to the father himself. So that's a machlus. We don't paskin like that. We paskin, Shulchan Aruch paskins, that we have to do kibud of aim, even with things which are not negay to the father. Okay. So that's a machlus Rashi and Ritva. We find the Maharik also refers to this Shaila, and he says if a son wants to go and learn in one yeshiva, and the father wants him to learn in a different yeshiva, the son doesn't have to listen to him. It's not negeir to the father. Right? It's negeir to the son, to his steiging and learning, assuming that it's the Shem Shemayim. Therefore, we have a machlokes whether bichlal you have to listen to your father with things which are not negeir to him. Let's take on that you do have to. And let's go straight to a Rabbi Kiva Eger, which Rabbi Kiva Eger is the main source of this noisa, whether there is kibud of aim after a person is niftar. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger as follows. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, Mechabdoi bechayov, u'mechabdoi bemoisoi. Right? You have to be mechabed him when he's alive, and mechabed him when he's after he's alive. So you see that there's kibud of aim even when the father is not around. However, as Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's another halacha, very interesting halacha, which nageh to me, my big brother Danny, that there's a din, you have to be mechabed your older brother. Why do you have to be mechabed your older brother? So the Ramban says, because it's a kibudav. It's kibudav. Everybody see, this is my bechorila. And it's not nice for the father, people are too genai to his older son. And therefore, there's a mitzvah of kibbut achagodo, when the father's not alive anymore. So the brothers do not have to give kovod to their father, to their older brother anymore. Which seems to show that there's no kibbut av after his nifta. Okay? So after we give a steer. The Ramban says the reason for that is it's really not a new din in Achagodol, it's a sifkotn in Kibudav. So, says Rabbi Kiva Eger as follows, that it depends. With regard to things which are negeir to the father himself, for example, calling him Ovi Moiri, or saying Hareini Kaparas Mishkov Mishkovi in the first year, Zecha Tzadik Livrocha after that, that's a thing which is Nagia, but Atzmusoi, to be married, to bring Gedula to his father, that's Nagia la'achamisa. However, things which are just a Nachas Ruach, and I'm not talking about Nachas Ruach like learning Mishnayos and that type of thing, or Kaddish, giving a Nachas Ruach, giving the father a good feeling, so that doesn't apply la'achamisa. And therefore, things which are only Nagia to Nachas Ruach, for example, Ochiv HaGodol, that does not apply la'achamisa. Therefore, listening to somebody's father, la'achamisa, that's like a nachas ruach. It's like listening to the Father, right, doing what he wants is a nachas ruach, so it would not apply la'achamisa. However, correct. Asked Rabbi Kivya Egon himself that in the Mefurash in Shulchan Aruch it says that you have to listen to your father. Although the continuation of the Shulchan Aruch is slightly problematic, but says Rabbi Kivya Egon, it's clear that you do have to listen to your father after he's niftar. Comes Rabbi Kivya Egon back and says, okay, let's get things clear over here. And the deal is like this. When the father asks, it's not to do whether it's a kavod for him or a nachas ruach for him. Listening to your father is more connected to moira aviv than to kibud aviv. Right? Now, let's get this clear, says Rabbi Kivya Egon. You're not allowed to be soisa divrei aviv, right? And the Taz says, even after, only when he's alive, even after he's nifta, is machloikah shach and Taz. And the Taz says, you're not allowed to be soisa aviv la'achamisa. The shach says you can. But what's it mean to be soisa aviv? Soisa aviv means the father says the halacha is like this, and you say the halacha is like that. Now that's a genai to your father. If you're in front of your father and you say that, it's a bizoin and it's covered. Shloi b'fonov, you're in the Beis Medrash in Eretz Yisrael. You say, yeah, my father held like that. Yeah, no, it's not a good pshat. I hold differently. That's not a genai to his father. So that you could do, besoisa aviv, you could do shloi b'fonov, and you can do la'achamisa, of course. However, when your father asks you to do something, not to do with being soisa aviv if you don't do it. Soisa aviv you could do. But your father asks you to do something, he specifically made a request for you to do something, that applies, midin hilchus kibud av aim, it applies even la'achar me'av etzem, after he dies. So, that will be very, very nogeh over here, mihilchus kibud av aim, enochanami. Midin, mitzvah lekayim, divrei ameis, maybe it does not apply. Yes or no, only dvorim shebamamin or not. But Rabbi Kivya Egon's maskana is that with regard to hilchus kibud av aim, if your father asks you to do something, even lacha moisoi, although to be soisa, his dvorov does not apply lacha moisoi, but to do what he asked you to do does apply. Sorry? Ah, it's a very interesting shaila, which I don't have time to go into. We're running out of time. Exactly who mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis applies to? Does it only apply to the children? Does it apply to this third party? Does it apply to anybody?
I'll skip it off,
of course. Right. A very interesting question, very quickly, which shows us that the Noida B'Yehuda also held of this, is the Noida B'Yehuda was asked, if the father asked you to do something before he died, and the mother doesn't want. Right? So what's the din? Very fascinating shaila. Whether we know that if your father asks you and your mother asks you, you have to do what your father asks. Why? Because ata vehi mechuyavim b'chvoidoi. So what happens after he's nifta? Right? The wife is not anymore attached. So some of the points in Noda B'Yehuda says, I think, Noda B'Yehuda or Rabbi Kivya Egon, that there's still a certain attachment, and therefore, ani vehi chayavim v'chvoidoi still applies. And some say, no, you're always the kibud of aim of somebody who is alive is always more than the kibud of aim of somebody who is nifta, and therefore you would listen to your mother. Very interesting shaila would be if the mother remarries, and therefore she's definitely detached from the ani vehi chayavim v'chvoidoi, that this wouldn't apply. Either way, you see from both the Noda B'Yehuda and Rabbi Kivya Egon that there is a chiyuv of kibud av aim afilu l'acha moisei. And therefore, if we make a sikum of what we've said this morning so far, the sikum is that Shvus Yaakov says mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis is also with regard to other things, and there's a mitzvah of kibud av aim. And therefore, the pashtus maskana of this sugya is, if the father asks not to give a hesped, you have to listen to what he says. In the last few minutes that remain, I would like to discuss two such special people. My father, Zechariah Levracha, my Zayda, Zechariah Levracha. And to sum up, to describe is very difficult. But the chain, the Yiddish chain that they had, both of them, was absolutely tremendous. I would like to discuss for a few minutes, what is chain? We know a Yiddish chain. Where does a Yiddish chain come from? What is it? And we daven for this every day. Yoy ponav elecho vichuneko, say the Mephoshim, Hashem should give us chain. In Birch Zamozin we say, v'nimtza chain v'seichel toiv. In the morning we say, v'sneinu ayoyim v'cholim l'chein u'lechesed l'rachmim. What is this chain and how do you get it? We know that chayd is kashur to the menorah. In this week's Haftorah, which is this week's Haftorah, and Chanukah Shabbos Chanukah's Haftorah, is the Novi in Zechariah. The Novi Zechariah, there's a Nevuah, and he sees a menorah Zohov, as you'll see in the Haftorah this week that I've already said last week. And the Haftorah finishes, Teshuah is Chayn Chayn Lo. And the menorah has to do with chayn. And we'd like to explain a little bit why this is. We also know that the menorah, some Chassidish Yidden and Sfadish Yidden, they say, Lam Natzeach Benegino is Mizmoishir, Elohim Yechoneinu Vivorcheinu. And that's also written, Betzuras Menorah. What does chayn have to do with the menorah? So I want to tell you something, which before I knew this, I thought it's off the wall. When we were taught by, I don't know which Ganenet you had, I had Miss Pat. She was a goy in Jewish day. And she taught us that when the menorah was lit in the Beit HaMikdash, so you would imagine the Kohen Gadol coming, and he's got his shamash in his hand, and he lights the menorah. That's how all the pictures describe it. Well, this is far from correct. If you look in the Gemara, in Shabbos, Bizui Mitzvah, Akchushi Mitzvah, the menorah had psilois arukois. They had long wicks. And he would take one wick, and with that wick, he would light the next menorah. And with that wick, he would light the next menorah. Then the next menorah. That's how they did it. You would never imagine that that's how they lit the menorah. And why was the menorah lit in such a way? And with this, we begin to understand a little bit of the soid of the menorah, and if we understand that, we understand what chayn is. Chayn, a person who gets chayn, is somebody who's meir to the other person. Somebody who lights up somebody else's knife. He is a person who has chayn pouring out of him. A menorah, the tachlis of the menorah is to be meir. To be meir to other people. The way you lit the menorah is by giving to somebody else, taking your light and lighting somebody else's light. The Zerach Kodesh, the Heilige Rabshitzer, says a beautiful vort. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, make the menorah kasheher esa bahar, like I showed you on the mountain. Says the Heilige Zerach Kodesh, you know what this means. Every person has seven holes in his face. Two ears, two eyes, nose, mouth. Every person's face is a living menorah. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what you looked like up there on the mountain? That's what a menorah is. Your face was shining. That's how to make a menorah. That's what a menorah is. I wanted to say maybe that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had such difficulty. Moshe was niskashe b'maisa menorah. Why? Because Moshe was such an onov, he didn't understand, he didn't know what was going on, he didn't know how his face was shining, and therefore he had difficulty, and Moshe had to show him, what's a menorah shel eish? This is it! Just like an eish is meir to the whole sviva, that's what the menorah is, that's the tachlis of this menorah. This is what Yiddish chayn is. And Chaim Volozhin would be mechiach his son regularly, and this is the loshen Rabbi Chaim Volozhin's son writes in the Hakdoma of Nefesh HaChaim. He says, "V'hoya rogil lehoichiach oisi." My father would chastise me. Al shero she'eneni mishtatef betzara de'achrina. Because I'm not involved enough in other people's sorrows. This was his constant mantra to me. Sheze kol ha'adam. This is man. Loi la'atzmoi nivra. Rak lehoil la'achrini. To help other people. Kechol ha'sheyimtso b'koychei la'asos. When a person is a menorah, when a person's whole life is giving over to others, that's the twinkle in the eye. That's the menorah. That's the Yiddish Shechein that anybody can have. At the end of the Sedra, we have a Metzorah. A Metzorah is, with the story with Miriam, we know that a Metzorah is Choshev Kemeis. And there are four people who are Choshev Kemeis. Somebody who's a Metzorah, somebody who's an Oni, somebody who's a Suma, and somebody who has no children. Those four are Choshev Kemeis. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, an outstanding vort, that there's a common denominator between all of these four. Somebody who's a mace, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, is somebody who can't be Torah to other people. A Metzorah is Bodad Yeshev. He lives by himself. And it's Midah Keneged Midah, that he wasn't nice to somebody else, he wasn't married to somebody else. Somebody who has children, the inner instinct of a person is to give mostly to his children. An Oni, he has no money, he can't help other people. And a Suma, also somebody who's blind, he can't, the way you help other people is by seeing their needs. By seeing their needs, and he can't do that. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, therefore, in one sentence, somebody who can't be Torah to other people, somebody who can't give from himself to other people, that's not called living. That's Misa, that's death. Somebody who can give to other people, that's Chaim. On the a Goy, we know it's a Yiddish Shechein. There's only such a thing as a Yiddish Shechein. There's no Goy Shechein. And the simple reason is, because we know the Gemara in Baba Basra says, Chesed lo'umim chatos. The goyim, when they do chesed, they do it for the covered, they do it for long life, they do it for all sorts of reasons, right? When Trump gives however much to this research, gonishka mitzvahs over here, right? Chesed lo'umim chatos. They're completely egoistic, they think only of themselves, and therefore, even when they do a chesed, it's a chatos. They don't have a Yiddish Shechein. At 10 o'clock last night, we were on our way from the terminal to the car rental, and I struck up a conversation with a bus driver who was taking us there. So I said to him, is it empty at this time of the night, the bus? So he says, oh yeah, empty bus, happy bus. Right? He would like to prefer to go by himself the whole day. We can turn a chesed ayid. You can take him from the terminal to the empty bus, happy bus. Right? A Yiddish Shechein is somebody whose whole life is dedicated to other people. And I'd just like to finish off with a beautiful vort. The difference between, there's one word. There's a word called neshama, and there's a word, it's neshama. Neshama is desolation, emptiness. Neshama is a heart. The difference between neshama and neshama is, a neshama has something supporting the patach. When there's a support from underneath, when there's a pillar supporting the neshama, then it can change from neshama to neshama. And it's our bracha that my father's zechon bracha, my grandfather's zechon bracha, whose life was dedicated to giving other people. And they had such a Yiddish Shechein, a meyuchadik Shechein. So their neshama should have an aliyah, and we should be zoicha to go michayel ol choyel, living our lives, like the Reb Chaim Volozhin said, to kizek kol ha'odom. Kol ha'odom is to help other people. We're just a tzinor, we're a pipe, to help other people, to make other people's lives better, to be mayor. If we do that, then we will be a menorah, and we will shine, and we'll all be zoicha mitz Hashem to that Yiddish Shechein.